Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here. Hey everyone, it's Andrea with you in this episode. I'm so excited to be here with you. And, you know, this is going to be a little bit of a different one than we've done in the past. And honestly, I was going back and forth and deciding whether I should share this one, but God kept putting it on my heart, I think for a couple reasons. One is that Erin and I often hear women telling us that they struggle to get that quiet time and focus with the Lord. And we do too. And honestly, I find quieting my mind is often the hardest, much harder than creating that pocket of time. So this episode will help you with that. And then also just, I've been thinking about Easter and Jesus's sacrifice. And just honestly, because we're going to be doing a Bible-based visualization around communion. So just thinking about that first moment when he gave to believers this special way of remembering what he did for us. So this visualization is again meant just to help you connect with God in perhaps a different way than you have in the past, just to create that quiet, focused time with him, the ability to really ponder on the significance of communion. And these are better done. This episode will be best done if you listen to it where you can get quiet. You may even need to put that on your calendar. I don't recommend you listen to this while you're driving. But if you're first listening to it, maybe as you're doing the dishes or putting away the laundry, feel free to do that. But my invitation for you would be to create a pocket of time where you're really able to soak this in and connect with the Lord around what he's having me share with you. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started. So if you're able, just close your eyes and start taking some slow, deep breaths, allowing your body and your mind to relax. Just getting ready to receive for what the Lord has for you in this moment. And as you're breathing, I want you to picture in your mind the upper room where Jesus and his disciples were celebrating Passover. Allow God to bring to mind details like the table, the lighting, and how crowded or empty that room feels. As you do this, don't judge what comes to mind, just trust that the Holy Spirit will bring the images to mind that God wants you to receive. Now see yourself seated at that table along with the other disciples. Pay special attention to where you picture yourself in relation to Jesus. Are you across from him, next to him, or maybe further down the table? The food and the rituals of this meal are familiar, and you settle into the celebration that you have known all your life. Perhaps it may feel like all other Passovers from years past. But then see Jesus standing up and holding the unleavened bread in his hand. See yourself focusing your attention on him and what he's about to say, and even where he is looking as he says it. See Jesus holding up the bread and saying, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." See him breaking the bread, passing it around, taking your portion and eating it. Let's take a moment to take that in, the receiving of the bread, noting the feel of it in your hand, the taste and the texture as you eat it, maybe any aroma that's associated with it. Then see Jesus holding up the cup of wine, giving thanks for it, and telling everyone to drink from it because it is his blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. As the cup comes to you, see yourself taking a sip of the wine. Again, paying attention to its aroma, how it lands on your tongue, its flavor, and the sensation of swallowing it. Now, the disciples most likely were puzzled by Jesus's words and actions. So I want you to put yourself in that place, wondering what he meant and what all that was about, forgetting for a moment that you already know. If the next series of events did not happen, perhaps you would have forgotten this entirely. But let's walk through what did happen next. And as I relate this series of events, see them happening in your God-given imagination. See Jesus going into the Garden of Gethsemane, crying out to the Lord for the cup to be taken from him if that was God's will. See him being betrayed by Judas with a kiss. Being taken prisoner. Tried falsely. Flogged and beaten. Forced to carry his cross to the hill of Golgotha. Nailed to it, hung. His cries from the cross offering instruction, forgiveness, salvation. And then drawing his very last breath. The emotions and traumatic experience of what you witnessed around that Passover into Jesus's crucifixion would have cemented a moment like that into your brain. Those moments from that Passover meal that otherwise may have been forgotten, around a meal that you experience year after year after year. I want you to fast forward to that next year's Passover, or perhaps the next time maybe you smelled lamb cooking or took a sip of wine. Given the strong connection between memory and smell and emotion, it would be impossible not to be transported to the moment where Jesus had stood before you breaking bread and offering wine as symbols of his body and his blood given and shed for you. Think for a moment how beautiful and gracious it is of God to give tangible reminders of his sacrifice and promise that could be passed down through every generation until they reached you in this moment. For we know from Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17, verses 20 to 24, that Jesus had you in mind too on that last evening as God in flesh. Take a moment just to thank and praise God for seeing you, for giving you a way to be connected right back to that moment. And to every believer in time that partakes of this meal. Okay, and so slowly come back to present. Just your eyes are closed, open them up. Sometimes it's helpful to give yourself a little shake too. Going forward, my prayer for you is that every time that you have communion, you would be reminded of this truth, of what it was like to go back and experience this as the disciples might have. You may even want to journal what came up for you, the details of the room, where you sat in relation to Jesus at the table, your experience of taking the bread and wine, and then what came up for you after Jesus' death and resurrection. And just write down all those thoughts, and then that can be an opportunity to process with God further. Like asking him what was important about where you picture yourself in relation to Jesus, or maybe there was something in that experience of taking the bread and wine. Sometimes God uses these to give us nuggets or blessings or just confirmation of something that we needed to hear, but our minds were too noisy to receive that message clearly. All right, so I hope you really enjoyed that experience. This is actually, there's a version of this in the Sugar Addiction Authority that is in the Holy Healthy Christian Moms membership program that Erin and I have. And so if you're curious about that, feel free to click on the link in the episode and check that out. And as always, there is a way for you to reach out to us if you have any questions.
My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Help and Wellness Support Group on Facebook and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.erinkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.